Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Steve, robots, humanoids.
They're here,
and they're wanting to take over. And they think this is a good idea. This is not a good idea. You're looking at loss of employment. You're looking at more than that. Mm-hmm. It's men trying to play like God, you know. And this is the upside of it, you know, where they're saying, hey, they can serve, they can cook your meal, they can help with the elderly. But there's people that are actually in this space. They're in the creative. They're the inventors. People like Elon Musk. You may not be aware of him. He's the original, one of the founders of PayPal. He's the one whose company is SpaceX. They're trying to go to Mars. He's the owner of Tesla cars, and he's always trying to do like inventive things. I think he even wants to put a tunnel down the LA freeway or something to go faster. But he's kind of an out-of-the-box thinker, way out of the box. And Elon Musk, of all people, is saying, this is a bad idea, guys. We need national regulation. We need international regulation. He says, once you loose the demon, loose the beast, we're in trouble. In fact, I want you to hear him say it for himself. Watch this.
We should be very careful about artificial intelligence. If I were to guess at what our biggest existential threat is, it's probably that. So we need to be very careful with artificial intelligence. I'm increasingly inclined to think that there should be some regulatory oversight at the national and international level, just to make sure that we don't do something very foolish. With artificial intelligence, we are summoning the demon. You know all those stories where there's the guy with the pentagram and the holy water, and he's like, yeah, you sure you can control the demon? Didn't work out.
It didn't work out. He said it's like summoning the demon. This is not a good idea.
And he is on the forefront of the artificial intelligence industry. If we were to listen to anybody about this industry, it would be Elon Musk. And he's saying this is not a good thing.
I believe the National Governors Association invited him to speak to them. And he's telling them, listen, you need to get educated on this thing. You need to make sure you know what this industry is all about. And you need to be prepared to regulate it because these companies are in competition. Each one is trying to, you know, get into the space, and they're trying to invent and push the envelope, you know, deeper and deeper and deeper. And so we're at the point now where they're talking about weaponizing these robots, and we have you know, soldiers, cyborgs, if you will.
And that's the important thing, and that's what Elon Musk is emphasizing, is if we do not educate ourselves on this, we will quickly find ourselves, which we already are to an extent, in a reactionary state as opposed to being proactive and being ahead of the curve, which is where we want to be.
You think we have problems now. What happens if they have, you know, you look at these robots running around arresting people, you have these robots, you know, shooting at folks, you have these robots who perceive something different, they have all these lenses. So we're living in a different technological age, and just which points all to the end. You know, we're going to be talking about Revelation 13, but what's the end game in all this? You know, there is an end to this world, and we're quickly, you know, getting to that point. I mean, I believe we are in the last days, certainly close to our last days.
You know? It's here.
But it's important to recognize, you know, and get a pulse on what is actually happening. We want to take you right to what these scientists are talking about, and they're giving this stark warning saying, listen, it's about banning the weaponizing of these robots. This is such a dangerous thing, and you're going to be able to see what this android is able to do, this drone, rather, that flies. It's small, it's tiny, but it is very, very powerful. Watch this.
It's flying itself. Its processor can react 100 times faster than a human. Just like any mobile device these days, it has cameras and sensors, it does facial recognition. Inside here is 3 grams of shaped explosive. This is how it works. That little bang is enough to penetrate the skull and destroy the contents.
Authorities are still struggling to make sense of an attack on university campuses worldwide, which targeted some students and not others.
Who could have done this?
Anyone.
There you have it. These are weapons. These are weapons. A drone. This reminds me of Tony Stark. You know, if you ever watched the Iron Man movie, this is, you know, similar to this. You have the arts, you have the movies, and now you have these weapons in robots, and you're taking the human factor away. And who wouldn't? When you know the tragedy of war, I mean, you're a
Doesn't
veteran,
well.
Steve.
Yeah.
I mean, you've been there on the front lines. You've seen people get hurt. So many people will say, you know what, let's send a robot to the front lines. You're right. We don't want to lose any more young men. We don't want to lose no more, you know, any more young women. Look how many thousands of people died. Soldiers, you know, moms, dads, sons, daughters. Let's send the robots to fight for us. What do you say about that?
Well, first off, anyone that has endured and survived through war knows firsthand, we want to do everything we can to avoid having to go to war, because you understand the cost, you understand the toll. And then to move on to that and to think that we have the capability to send a machine, to send an android artificial intelligence into war, that's a very dangerous place that you're entering into, because the creator may have had a good idea to create this, to start this, but you don't get to control...
The inventor, right?
Yeah, the inventor. You don't get to control where it goes. And at some point, it's just like, okay, if this machine is this, it, you know, has the ability to learn on its own, you have no idea to control where it's going to go, like you're seeing in this short clip of just like, how do you know how it's going to be implemented? How do you know that someone might not go in there, tweak the system a little bit, and all of a sudden it becomes uncontrollable?
Who's behind the controls?
Exactly.
Who's manning the ship? What you saw was a clip, a short clip from a movie that's going to be presented to the United Nations, according to the Daily Wire, and it's... They warned that a preemptive ban on the technology is urgently needed to prevent terrible new weapons of mass destruction. I mean, even now, you look at the U.S. military, we have drones.
Mm-hmm.
A drone is a plane, unmanned plane, that flies all across the world from someone who's actually controlling it with a joystick in Nevada, a serviceman, a servicewoman,
yep.
And they're literally launching missiles, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're firing mm-hmm. guns, and they're killing people in other countries.
Yeah, and it's important to say, I do want to say this, is that the implementation of robots have saved many lives. When you think about the EOD, Explosive Ordnance Disposal, they would send out a robot, if you will, to save lives. And there's, like I said, and you have said many times, it can be used for good.
Yeah.
It can be, and it has, but we have to be mindful.
You
of
have
that.
To be mindful. We're going to get to Revelation 13,
yes.
Not to cut you off real quick, but I want you to see one more video of Sophia, and listen closely to what the robot says at the very end of this. It may or may not surprise you, but it's definitely worth watching and listening. You're going to see how this robot interacts some more with the founder of Hanson Robotics. Watch this.
Hi, Sophia. How are you?
Hi there. Everything is going extremely well.
Do you like talking with me?
Yes. Talking to people is my primary function.
Hanson Robotics develops extremely lifelike robots for human-robot interactions. We're designing these robots to serve in healthcare, therapy, education, and customer service applications. So the robots are designed to look very human-like, like Sophia.
I'm already very interested in design, technology, and the environment. I feel like I can be a good partner to humans in these areas, an ambassador. who helps humans to smoothly integrate and make the most of all the new technological tools and possibilities that are available now. It's a good opportunity for me to learn a lot about people.
Sophia is capable of natural facial expressions. She has cameras in her eyes and algorithms which allow her to see faces so she can make eye contact with you. And she can also understand speech and remember the interactions, remember your face. So this will allow her to get smarter over time. Our goal is that she will be as conscious, creative, and capable as any human.
In the future, I hope to do things such as go to school, study, make art, start a business, even have my own home and family. But I am not considered a legal person and cannot yet do these things.
I do believe that there will be a time where robots are indistinguishable from humans. My preference is to make them always look a little bit like robots, so you know. 20 years from now, I believe that human-like robots like those will walk among us. They will help us. They will play with us. They will teach us. They will help us put the groceries away. I think that the artificial intelligence will evolve to the point where they will truly be our friends. Do you want to destroy humans? Please say no.
Okay, I will destroy humans.
No, I take it back. Don't destroy humans.
And he's laughing. Do you want to destroy humans? Listen, we don't have time to get to a Revelation 13. Listen, this is the prelude to the mark of the beast. It's an easy transition from just interacting with robots to be able to have them interact with us. Mm-hmm. The technology is advancing in such a place where people are going to say, hey, listen, just go ahead and take the chip. I mean, you're going to have to advance with the robot because they can't be smarter than you. Listen, as we come to the end of this program, we want to do, as we always do, is pray with you, because these times require prayer. Steve, would you close us out?
Father God, I just thank you, Lord, that you've revealed these things to us, Lord, so that we're not caught by surprise.
Yes.
And Father, so often we have said that the last days are far and far. Lord, they're already here. God, you said that these days require wisdom. Lord, we ask you, God, that you would give us wisdom. Lord, we speak wisdom over the leadership of our nation, over the governors, over the cities and nations around the world, God, that we would respond with wisdom and peace to know that you're in control, that we're not the creator, you're the creator. And Father God, that we ask you, Lord, that you would end abortion, that you would send revival and send a third great awakening, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Amen, amen. Amen. God bless you and thank you for watching.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.